Austin, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting dark. I just want to give a shout out to Mike Kelly. We play this all the time, and I still am not tired of the song, so pretty awesome.
There you go.
Thanks, Dad, for telling me about Cream.
Yeah, my dad edumacated me on Cream as well. So
Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, pretty darn awesome.
We play the fun game, my dad and I, of you got to name the song and the artist. And anytime we're really listening to music anywhere, like, it's just constantly a game. It's a running nonstop. And then as I've gotten older, he now challenges me on, like, okay, what album is it? What year was it released? And all, like, I get to go down levels with my dad. So shout out to Scott Mathers for teaching me about Cream and always playing that fun game of learning some of the great musical artists of history. But Brian, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, you're Brian. And we're joined by a fantastic guest this afternoon as well. We got State Representative Francesca Hung joining us here. Francesca, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing okay. Thank you for asking. How are y'all?
Full of magic and wonder as always, Francesca.
We found out that Madison is the sixth happiest city in the nation. So we were talking about that a little bit earlier, and it's some surprising quantified data, apparently, telling us how happy our city is.
How did they quantify this data?
There's a number of different metrics. I'll have to share the article with you, or you can check out the podcast of Dueling Tangents when we're done with the show today. But there's a number of things. But we wanted to have you join us on this afternoon because I subscribe to your emails, and I got a kick out of one of the emails that I recently got from your office saying that you're on vacation for the rest of the year. And I wanted to just check in and see what your thoughts were on that, and if we could share that with the people, because it sounds like the state legislature, at least the state assembly, has wrapped up for 2022.
The state assembly, to my knowledge, has now gaveled out four sessions, meaning that unless the governor calls us in for a special session, which then the majority leader would still have to, with the speaker, gavel in and then most likely gavel out, or unless the speaker calls an extraordinary session, I will not be voting on a bill for the rest of this year. And so our office will continue to focus my colleagues in the Democratic caucus, I would hope the Republicans are doing this as well, focusing on constituent services. But yes, I'm in the office today. I've been seeing colleagues around, but unfortunately, it does not seem to be, it does not sound like we're going to be legislating.
So wrapped up with that for the year. And Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's March.
From what I understand, it's March, and then it's not like we're not going by the fiscal calendar, so it's not like you start up again in the middle of the. No, it's really you're done. That's
no, so. I don't anticipate voting on a bill again till, you know, if I win my election, it'll be 2023. So, and we gaveled out at the end of February.
So we didn't even make it to March for legislative sessions, Representative Hong.
Is this being sold to you at all, or is this even being like, well, you know, we did all the things we could do. There's nothing else we could possibly do for the year, or is this just not like we're done? Bye.
I mean, I didn't anticipate being fire hosed with trash bills, you know, for late sessions in the last week of February and then being gaveled out. But we heard some final speeches, and the majority leader, Jim Steinke, said his final, you know, motion to adjourn, and then it was over. So
that sounds like it could cause some legislative whiplash almost, Representative.
Yeah. And so I think the focus is going to be on elections in more ways than one, which is unfortunate because there are a ton of different bills and policies that we need to be talking about. We need to be messaging, which Democrats will continue to do. It's just unfortunate that as legislators, I will not be legislating anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's pretty unfortunate to hear. And Brian and I also were talking about party politics earlier in this show, and I think it's a pretty it demonstrates how strong the political parties are here, at least one of the political parties are here in Wisconsin, because these Republicans don't feel like they need to legislate anymore for the year. They're just going to go focus on reelection in a lot of quote-unquote safe districts, but I can't even really say that, I guess, because we don't know what the districts are going to be. So I don't understand how Elected officials can just say, hey, we're done for the year legislating and we're going to go focus on re-election, but they don't know what those district maps are even yet.
Exactly, and it's incredibly unfortunate because as legislator and politicians, we should be expected to govern. That is our job. But instead of governing, we are fighting in culture wars. We are fighting against conspiracy theorists, and it's, you know, my colleagues are more focused on maintaining power than serving their constituents. And unfortunately, what that does is harm Wisconsinites, and that's not what the governing body should be doing.
No, Francesca, south of the border, there are some huge indictments coming out against Mike Madigan and the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois. And it also shows what, you know, one party politics can do for a state and for a city as well. Could you speak to that and maybe draw some parallels possibly for this state and what we can do to avoid that if we can, please?
Yeah. I mean, it's end gerrymandering. Gerrymandering doesn't serve one party or the other. It serves one party probably more so, but it perpetuates complacency. It forces legislators who are in safer districts to know that they are safe. And I'm in one of them, which is why it's really important for me to constantly get out of this district and talk about issues that matter to Wisconsinites, because we're constantly being divided by nonpartisan lines on issues that are quite universal when it comes to housing, when it comes to public education. We want good things for our kids. We want more housing for people. We want folks to have food security. We want to tackle climate justice. These issues get wedged by gerrymandered politics. And so when one party is a ruling party, it benefits them to continue to maintain that power. And again, the people who are caught in the crossfire are the constituents.
Man, it sure seems like We have a lot of things we got to take care of, but unfortunately we don't have any time. What are you going to do with 10 months? I mean, really, for the rest of the year. And unfortunately we are running out of time here. So I want to thank you, Francesca. Luke mentioned an email. If anybody else wants to get a communication from you, how can people, constituents or the otherwise, get a hold of you and listen to what you have to say?
Absolutely. So you can email me at rep.hong. You can visit at State Rep Hong on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We respond to direct messages, email. You're welcome to send a letter. But our job for the rest of the year will be continuing to communicate and message that as Democrats, we are going to fight for public education, climate justice, economic security. Just because we may not be legislating doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to fight to ensure that these policies come back when we're back in session.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, State Representative Francesca Hong, representing the 76th Assembly District here in Madison. We really appreciate you joining us here on Dueling Tangents this afternoon. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Brian. Take care.
You too. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to check out anything that you missed on this great show, go to the podcast at devilradio927.com. Brian, we got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Otherwise, we'll see you for WTF Friday on Dueling Tangents tomorrow at 2.
It's going to be glorious.
Yeah.